Before I start with the intro, this episode was in person, as we'll explain. There's plenty of background noise in the episode, like chairs moving and dogs barking occasionally, and occasionally Aditya's mic sounds echoey, and occasionally mine sounds echoey. There's audio issues. It was my first time monitoring the audio. It was our first time doing this in person, so bear with us, and hopefully, next week, we can get this better. We purchased some new stuff. Hopefully, we can do this better. So bear with us for this first episode. We had some fun discussions, and we hope you enjoy. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first ever proper episode of Saturday Night Discord, the podcast where we talk about absolute nonsense and sometimes useful stuff.
Never.
This is our first episode in person, and yeah, it will show up as our second episode ever. For those who actually know of the podcast, you'll know that this is not our second episode ever. We had about 30 episodes before this.
We have a year's worth of content.
Yeah, yeah.
None of which was good.
Hey,
Jesus,
no, we had some good parts in there, but essentially at the end of the day, this is our reboot, so it's kind of, so that's why we're saying it's the second episode, because it is our reboot
again,
us starting over. So if you've been following us, you know that all of our content is high key gone now.
No, it's low key.
So now we're back, better than ever, hopefully. And we are also in a change of pace in person.
Yeah.
I can see Rishi.
I can see you too, Sid.
I can see Sid. He's kind
of... How you doing over there? The audio peaked.
I'm
not
reciprocating.
Okay. Yeah. Atarv's on the...
Yeah, so audio if, stuff. If the audio peaks a bit, that's my fault.
If the audio sounds shit, it's his fault.
Yeah, sorry about that. This is my first time doing this too, okay, guys? Everyone thinks I'm some kind of audio god.
We're taking your first time.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually talking to one of my friends earlier, and he was saying that he wanted you to direct a campaign video for something.
No, I know.
You know about that, right? Yeah. Did he contact you again? Because we were actually having a conversation about that last night.
So he talked to me about that, and I was like, "You got to give me dates and plans, man. I don't."
Yeah. And I thought it was hilarious because I was like, oh, yeah, these sort of campaigns at this point in time, they're all just popularity contests. But he's like, no, dude, if Atarv directs it, it'll be great.
Oh,
everything's going
to
work.
I direct
Atarv. Okay. I need to recruit you to record some of my campaign.
Hey, I
want to
say something. I directed a campaign video, and the person who in it lost. So
0% win rate, baby.
I directed my own.
Yeah.
So 50% win rate.
Yeah, Atarv, yeah. I'll increase that to 66%.
We'll see.
Either that or lower it to 33.
See, I'd like to point out the fact that we've done so much math that we know 2 out of 3 is always 66%.
I mean,
isn't
like
that
I'd hope
common
you know
knowledge
that.
Yeah.
When
no,
you're
I,
a junior.
Well, okay, to be fair, before SAT, I didn't know that off the top of my head.
Same.
For sure, I did not know that
not
off
the top,
of my,
top
head.
Of my head.
Yeah. And that's another thing that happened while we were gone. We all did the SAT. We all sold our souls to the college board
Okay. College board, these two can attest to this. I've done because they take, so Aditya, I just realized I can point to these two and
no one will
understand
so
what
cool.
I mean. No, but no one on the podcast will understand what I mean. It's like when in podcasts they show images. But
you have no idea what's actually going on.
Yeah.
Like we used to do.
So I pointed to Aditya and Rishi, who go to a different school from me, and said, me and Sid are in the IB program, which is the International Baccalaureate. I don't
You get
care.
A great bachelor's
nice pronunciation.
So these two, are Aditya and Rishi, are in the AP program. And the AP
that
program
so wrong.
Is
AP program.
No, it does.
Wait,
doesn't.
Speaking of which, did we actually talk about this in the first episode? I'm trying to recall what we did in the first episode,
so
because
we talked about. I remember we talked about how
we did the hands-on WASP, right?
And yeah, and then we also did the how we just acted like boomers.
Yeah, we did the TV shows.
Yeah, and then like how the next generation is only on their devices.
On top of your car.
That's what I'm saying. The Wasp one. Yeah.
Yeah.
This probably sounds so dumb to anyone who's starting the podcast off new, and they go from the first one to this, and we're like, what did we talk about back then? It's been over a year, guys.
Yeah, it's been
like
a while.
About a year though. Like actually. Though.
Yeah.
Jeez, we're old.
I know. So.
How many podcasts? Sorry.
If you hear random like, batooms, that's me bumping my wire.
Did you hear it when you were bumping into the
wire? I did. You see, I'm monitoring all the audio so I can hear every time I screw up. So, I mean, I'm going to do a lot of audio work post-prod.
Key takeaway, don't hire Tarv.
Okay, you can hire me in like 4 weeks' time.
4 weeks.
Once I get used to this.
Okay. All right.
No, but so.
I brought a water bottle. Like actually though.
I can hear you gulp.
Oh, I had to take off the headphones. Dude, I literally heard that. That was so funny, dude.
It made it loud. I saw
Atarv, for like those of you who can't see, Atarv literally just took off his headphones in recoil of Adita like, doing that.
Oh my god.
That was so
funny.
I can
see like an audio spike in the recording as I like rip off my headphones in disgust. God damn. I hear like a
No, the fact is that I can hear it. I can hear it from here.
Well,
I can only imagine how it sounds on
that. That was painful to listen to.
Oh, there's plenty more coming in term. You just wait.
But yeah.
Anyways, so back on track. Rishi and I pointed to Aditya and said Rishi. But Aditya and Rishi take the AP program, so they have to deal with College Board and a lot more than
imagine.
Needs to do.
Shut
but
up,
I will
Sid.
Say,
imagine
I,
not being able to pick your classes.
I mean, we can pick our classes, just not world languages.
Yeah.
but I will say, and these two can attest to it, but College Board is a scam.
It is.
See, I don't want to, like, mess anything up because, like, bro, College Board, if you're listening to this, like, this is all a joke.
Can
don't
you,
worry.
Can you guys
but, like, if you're not
with,
College
like...
Board, this isn't a joke.
No.
So.
Yeah. No,
like,
you know
literally, what? Okay. Like, I've sold my soul so much. Adita is sitting next to a College Board book that is mine.
Oh, you're right.
No. I want to say something,
oh
all right?
God.
So I looked into it. So.
They give out
so
free money.
On Wikipedia, College Board is listed as a non-profit.
That's
okay.
How they brand
themselves.
No,
listen,
everywhere.
Listen.
Yeah.
They're listed and registered as a non-profit. On their website, they say they're a not-for-profit, okay? So let me tell you this. They're registered legally as a non-profit, but also if you... Sorry for all the pops, guys. If you notice my voice suddenly get echoey, it's because I'm turning away, so I'm going to try not to do that, but stop that. So... College Board over here is they're registered as a nonprofit legally, so they don't have to pay taxes on the money they receive.
Are you serious? That's
yeah.
How that works?
Mm-hmm. So nonprofits don't need to pay taxes on the money they
I
deserve.
Think Google should be a nonprofit. So should Amazon and Facebook.
Yeah, right? Well, they don't pay taxes, but that's a different
okay,
thing.
Okay, wait, one question.
No, wait, let me finish.
No, let me ask my question.
I'm not letting you ask your question.
You shut up.
So, you know, the CEO takes home $2 million a year.
What?
Yeah, nonprofit.
Really? $2 million?
$2 million a year. David
that's,
Coleman.
It's two
that's
million
crazy.
And some kids' souls.
$2 million and the tears of all the children.
That's what he drinks every morning, Sid.
Yeah, it's like instead of coffee. No, using the tears, he makes tea.
Sid,
oh, that's one of the job
for,
benefits.
You can't
supply.
You can't see this, but when Sid did the drinking motion, he did that like the alcohol drinking
motion. Yeah, he's so addicted. He has withdrawal effects if he doesn't have it.
God.
That's what happened during COVID, actually. That's why we had those online exams this year, right?
No.
Oh my god,
wait.
Dude. I really wish online exams were back, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, okay, so this week, I don't know why we chose this week to come
this
back.
Week
this
is
was
so
like
bad.
The worst week to come back. But Halloween is coming up, so that's pretty sick. But
Halloween's
dude,
tomorrow
we were...
when this goes up, right?
Oh yeah. No,
oh, yeah.
No. It's like In psychology today, they were talking about like Halloween, and I was not paying any attention, and I look up and loudly say, "Wait, Halloween's this weekend?" And everyone started laughing. She's like, "Yes, Atar, Halloween's
this weekend." No, yes, it's so crazy because this week has been so bad. What happened was my French thing this week?
Yeah, I
can't even remember, bro. Okay, so basically, what I'm saying is, like, I wish online exams were back because, oh my god, is French killing me, dude. Like, we had a French test. I don't know if you both have heard about it. Oh, it is infamous in STEM already. Like, between our grades. So basically, this was a test where this was the first time in my life where I've sat down for a test and I've been like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on. And I was so, like, kind of, what is it called? Not like desperate, like, like, I don't know what's going on. So hopeless that I just started laughing straight up, like, out loud in the classroom. I just started laughing. I saw the test, I saw the first questions, and I was like,
are you going crazy? Do you need to go to, like, a mental hospital or something?
No, it was just that bad. And I know it wasn't just me because I look over and immediately, literally, we just get the test. One of our friends, he looks at it, looks back at me, picks up the dictionary, starts flipping through feverishly.
You guys
feverishly.
Are allowed to use the dictionary?
Okay, we can, but it is ultra useless.
Is it, like, super thick so you can't find anything?
Or? No, it's not that. It's that, like, even in English language, right? You know how words have different meanings? And that, too, it's like,
oh, so, like, context. So
yeah.
But you don't know what anything
you don't
means,
know
so you
any
don't
context.
Any context.
Yeah.
We get a Spanish dictionary, and it makes no sense. It's yeah. Like, there's no point of it.
We don't
like,
have,
we have
anything.
It, like, and we can use, we can find the meaning of a word.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's like, and then also on top of that, there's, like, conjugations. Okay, but anyways. So this test was so bad, and I love telling the story because this is the worst experience I've had in my life.
3 days since this happened.
Yeah, and I've told this story. Yeah, this story has happened so many. So basically, we sit down, we're like doing that, right? Randomly, our teacher starts playing the listening thing. It's a listening test.
By the way, that weird, like, clap was Sid snapping.
Yeah, like, immediately, we just.
Can we do that?
Immediately, we just start hearing the thing go off. And there's no video to correlate with this, so we didn't know what was happening. And how listening tests work are... I don't know how if you guys have listening tests.
We used to.
But how it works is they play a clip, and correlating with that, there are questions that kind of, like, go chronologically. But with us not knowing that she started, we are already behind. And with us not knowing what is going on in the video, nor knowing what is going on the piece of paper, we have no idea what anything is on the paper to correlate with
Okay. Wait, the, let like, me tell listening. You how Spanish speaking test for me usually go. They play the video half speed and the people are already speaking slowly.
Bro.
Then we go through it two or three times. We discuss what it's talking about. Then we play it one more time to actually get the question.
You discuss. Oh my. Okay. For us, it's like you play it full speed. And dude, French people, you guys need to chill. I don't know what's going on. But you are in no hurry in life. You can vibe for a bit.
What about
like,
the
it
Spanish
is
people? They're like shortening syllables.
No.
Shortening syllables. They cut out words.
No. That's Spanish. Yeah. What's weird with Spanish, particularly that I've seen. I think it might be the same in French. But in Spanish, like
dude,
native accents, they'll slur their words.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. Slurred. It's like one word or one sentence sounds like it means something totally different because they go yes. And I'm like,
and not just that, but French pronunciation is so weird. I forgot who sent me the video, but there was like a TikTok on it that I saw where it was a guy messing with his French friends, and there are a bunch of words that literally sound exactly the same.
Oh, I know
like,
what you're talking about.
Like on mer. No, it was like mer. It was like mer. And there's so many different ways to say it. So by the end, like he gave them a sentence, and literally how you say it is meh 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 meh. I wish I was joking, dude.
Wait, what's that?
It is.
He like played it on Google Translate.
No.
Oh,
he was asking his friends, and I was going through, and I'm like,
did they know what he was saying?
Yeah.
What?
He was absolutely. They were absolutely right. That is how you pronounce it. It would be like meh 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 meh.
But did they know what he was saying? Like, the actual word.
No, he wasn't saying it. He was asking them, like, oh, what's this word in French? What's this word in French? What's this word in French? Now say this. And say this. And he said the entire sentence. And how you say it is like that.
Yeah, but did the people listening understand what the guy was saying? Like say the guy was... It, meh, whatever.
It's he didn't... The guy didn't say it. The guy didn't say it.
But the other friends did.
Yeah, the other friends understood what they were saying to each other.
What?
Yeah. I have no idea, but, like, anyways. So this goes on, right?
That's not possible.
Finally, like, this is happening, and how the test works is you do that, they stop the clip, you have 2 minutes to do as much as, like, you
they
can.
They don't replay?
And then they play it again. Oh, okay. And then you get another, like, 2 or 3 minutes, right? So during those 2 minutes... No one has the first half of the page filled out. Like, sorry, no one has, like, the first half of the page filled out. Like, everyone is just kind of trying to pick out random things. I'm over here like, bro, I have no idea what's going on.
How many did you have during the first half?
I think, so it was, like, 10 questions, I think. But they're, like, full sentence questions. And I think I had 4 filled out.
That's not bad. No, that's not too bad.
Yeah, it was...
For the first
time.
I mean, 4 out of 10 for your first time listening through it.
That's true. But I'm pretty sure I switched 2 out of 4 of this.
So 2 out of 10. Realizing
that I was wrong, yeah. And then we played again. I was like, you know what? I'm getting the hang of this. I got this. And we go through the next one, and I was like, I have no idea what's going on, but it's fine. It was about this couple and their, like, struggles and something like that. It was so weird. I had no idea what was going on. Then the reading test comes in.
There's a reading part too.
Yeah.
So it's like a full, like, exam.
Yeah. So she hands us a paper and like a packet with, like, text written, like the text that we have to read, and then comprehension questions on it. I look at the text and I'm like, I could understand, like, 10 words that was on that piece of paper, dude. 10 words. Okay?
And in context or out of context?
I don't know what the context is, right? Like, I wish it was in context. But it was so bad, dude. And it was so funny because I was looking around and everyone had the same struggle as me. Like, one of my friends who's, like, really, really, like, spends a lot of time on French and everything, he literally just looked at me, looked back at his paper, and then he was just like to me. Another one of my friends
said, you can't just, like, shake your head.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it was me shaking my head. Yeah, sorry, my bad. But yeah, it was so bad, dude. Literally, there's a part where someone was holding up their, like, their tests, and I was trying to just, like, I just, like, glanced at it for a second because he was holding it up, so I, like, glanced at it for a second, and I saw his answers, and then I looked at mine. One of my answers was the same as his. That's it. Out of, like, 6 questions, one was the same. Everything else completely different. I was like, either I royally messed up or he royally messed up.
What did you get?
Nothing in between. I haven't gotten it back yet.
Oh, she's still grading them?
But, oh, no. So today during class... Oh, God. Today during class, you, like, come in. She's like, okay, guys, we need to have, like, a mental, like,
oh, no.
What is it called?
A soul search?
Like, no, not a soul search. Like, a mental, like, a... Not a relaxation thing, but, like, a awareness. Like a awareness session. Like, that kind of thing. And we were doing that. And then she's like, okay, guys. Like, we're gonna do something on Friday. We're gonna, like, we're gonna make it, like, a fun class. She gave us, like, stickers today. And I'm like, bro, she's already graded half of ours for sure. And she knows we did really bad. Like, it is for sure that it's the case. But dude, it was so bad. It was so bad. I think Spanish also had a test, right?
We're not gonna talk about the Spanish test.
Okay. Oh, so Sid, my teacher did the same thing as yours. We had a bio test last Friday. So we had our FRQs on Monday. For those of you who don't know, FRQs are free response questions. So pretty much there was this one thing that everyone should have known. Like, it was the FRQ was out of 6 points. She said the average was 2.5. So instead of, like, doing some sort of, like, relaxation, like, session, she's just like, okay, let's just review this entire unit one more time.
No way.
What type of teacher do you have for bio? Dude,
but okay, listen, that's fine. But so German, on the other hand, right? they did so bad on their test that their teacher literally made it a formative, which, if you don't know, for us, like, there's formative and summative. Summative is, like, what goes in your grade book and what, like, counts as your, like,
final grade. So, yeah, so the German teacher,
Wait, didn't they do so bad that the square root curve,
like, the, no, the highest they, square with, root the, curve, yeah. The highest square, no, the highest raw score was, like, a 60.
No, that well, square root was a 60. Oh, okay.
Well, the highest square root curve, yeah, the highest square root curve. Yeah. Well, the high square root curve was actually like a 75. What but that was one person curve? And then the second place was like a 59.
Yeah.
So, the teacher was essentially like, "All right, guys, I'll make it formative."
Yeah. Like, we don't do that in French.
That sounds like my physics test.
Sorry for the demonic sound. That was me laughing.
Yeah. We had a physics test like a month ago or something, but everyone has like a traumatic experience from it because only one person got a perfect score, and then like two other people got higher than a 50%. Everyone else, including me, got lower than a 50%. It was so bad. Like, literally, this one girl screamed out to the class, "Did anyone else get a 5 out of 33?
No, it was boy. So. No, is that the one where you came into my house and you were, like, talking to your mom about that?
No.
Or no, I think was it before the SAT score came out?
Yes.
Your mom was telling us about that story, about you coming home and telling her about that.
Sid, wasn't there a biology lab recently that a lot of people said?
Oh my god, dude. This is a...
Can we not talk about science? I have a big physics test tomorrow, and I am going to...
No, this
to
is biology. Like, no, it's fun. So basically, I do this thing called... I do this thing called Powder Puff, where basically how it works is in our school, we have this one event where the girls play football and the guys cheerlead for like an event, and it's a huge like thing within, I'm pretty sure, the district, right?
Yeah.
Within America.
it's a national event. Actually, God bless America. But
that's the last time we're saying God bless America on this podcast.
Silence. We're gonna be playing the national anthem now.
But like,
I have something to add on to that, but go ahead.
So basically we were having our practice for, because I'm on the team for like the cheerleading part of it, right? And we sit down in the pavilion for like a break, and we're like scrolling through our phones, and someone was like, "Oh, the bio grades are out." And so we're like, "Oh, okay, let's check these."
Yeah,
we look at our phones. I'm like, I got a 70%.
That's pretty good,
right? No.
But for how people did,
Yeah.
That's why I said that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I know.
No, because typically you... No, I didn't get a 70%. I got a 20 point, like a 20 out of... No, it wasn't 20 out of 40.
It was out of 31, right?
Yeah, 20 out of 31 or something. Oh, so it wasn't that bad. But one of my friends, he looks at his phone and he's like,
"Oh no,
I think you messed up my grade. I got an 8 out of 31. Wow.
Okay, the audio might have peaked there.
But I was like, not.
Yeah, it is. But
we all thought that like it got messed up. He goes into class when he's showing the grades and he's like, and he gets a paper back. It's straight up an 8 out of 31. And he goes up to the teacher and he's like, "What did I like do wrong?" And so like, he's like going through and he's like, "You know what? I'll give you like 6 more points. So you got a 14 out of 31. And he was like, "Can I retake this or something?" And her teacher was just, he just said, "No, that's it.
It's done."
I feel so bad for him, but it's so like everyone did so bad on that. Like,
it was a bio test today too, right?
Yeah.
Apparently that was hell too.
Okay. It wasn't that bad. Okay. Because what happened? No. It was bad for our class. Okay. Because how it works is, I think the teachers like change it.
First period told me it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
First period was actually like, "Oh, wasn't that bad?"
Oh, well, then the person I talked to, the person I talked to, said it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
If you're the person Tarf talked to.
And the thing is, generally I enjoy bio and I do pretty good in bio most of the time. Like even last year where it was odd per se.
What's the powerhouse of the cell?
Mitochondria, but it was like, I was one of the people who actually like knew what was going on. I really liked bio as well. So I still do, but it's... Whew.
See, here's the thing. I never liked biology, and anyone who knows me knows that.
Yeah.
All right? I've always hated biology, all right? Chemistry, I don't like it, but I can do it. I'll be fine with it. Physics, I have bad experiences with physics, but I like physics. I like the idea of physics. But, my God, biology, I hate it so much. Like, so much. And one of my friends is a very avid
biology person. Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking
about. So I don't want to go into that. I don't want to go into that too much.
Yeah.
But he's very into biology, and I told him, I was like, I hate biology, and he was like, oh, that's sad.
Trav, that's like someone coming up to you and saying, I hate cars.
Someone said that, I'd be fine with it, though.
Like, no, but this person isn't different.
No, I mean, he didn't really care. It was just kind of, funny because I was like,
funny.
I hate biology, and he was like, okay. Yeah.
I don't know if you could tell by the stories that I've told so far, but I'm not a good test taker.
No. Sid, I will say, for us, physics tests, they're like painful, but our retake system and our grading system with physics is so ideal.
I love it so much. Oh yeah.
How like, is your grading system?
We feel
so it's standards based. So essentially you either master or proficient or you get not yet. So if you have 50% or more mastery and then like less than 10% not yet, then that's an A.
Yeah. Like in the last test, I completely bombed a question. Like it was a 3-question test and I bombed one of the questions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So because of that, I got like a not yet in one of the things, but I had like mastering 70% of the
exactly.
things.
Exactly. So it's same actually. Yeah. I think we have the same grades in like an odd amount of classes. Yeah. Sid, and that's
like we have the same thing in math.
We have the down to the 10th place in English.
Yeah, you're right. I've always had a hate relationship with English. What am I saying?
Shut up, because I remember in middle school, in middle school, you're one of the gifted students. For
no, Sid, sixth grade English. He loved sixth grade English.
Oh my, I was about to talk about it, bro. I was about to talk about it. Oh my God, dude.
Sid, what was
sixth
that?
Grade, that was me turning into a whale for
you
that.
You mean an narwhal? Thing.
But like, bro, sixth grade English was so bad. So what happened is, in sixth grade, how it works is all of the people in our district, usually our district is like broken down into two main sides.
Mm-hmm.
And this for this one grade, there's a specific school just for sixth grade, and they like compress it. But essentially, our teacher, that's also where I met Rishi. That's where I met Rishi for the first time.
Hated him,
by the way. Hated him.
Oh, I remember. He moved to our neighborhood. He was invited to this one party that me and Sid were invited to.
Oh, no. We'll talk about that later. But we'll talk about that later. I need to start thinking about my defense really quick. But, like, basically, for sixth grade English, that's also where I met one of my, like, really good friends now. But my teacher hated, I know for sure she hated me. And before that point, I was like super studious. If you remember, point, I was super studious. I ended that class with a C. I straight up, that was the downhill of my entire like.
That was when you realized that like,
your entire education.
Yeah.
Oh shoot.
Yeah. No, I had projects where I literally straight up got Fs, like major projects. I had to make Shakespeare ones. You remember that thing, like the author thing? Straight up got a F on it.
Yeah, mine was so bad, but the teacher liked me, so I got like a B on that. She hated Sid, so he got like an F.
Yeah, and mine wasn't even that bad. I followed all the rubric things.
I'm sorry, but if you hate a sixth grader and you're like a middle-aged English teacher, like, you know something's wrong.
No, it was so bad though, because I gave up on her class so hard that literally, so we had to do this thing called SSW. Yeah, SSW. Do you remember the SSW things? So basically, that's called sustained silent writing, where we would have to, for like an hour, or not an hour, like we would, no,
however long
we come
the class
period
was, like 40 minutes.
Yeah, like 40 minutes, we would just sit there and like write for a while. And there were like different prompts you'd have to do. Me and my friend, which, can you bleep out the name really quick when I say it? Me and but like he and I sat with each other, right? I think that's where it kind of started, because she kind of knew us as like the dynamic duo of death. But, like, we were, we would never do SSW, right? Like, you can't expect me to sit there for 45 minutes writing. And so I would always, like, try to do it the night before. And it was, like, a lot. So doing it the night before was not the strat. But basically, we, like, we would come into class. And I gave up on our class so hard. And I didn't do it for a few weeks. So by this time, she would just, like, come in and she would just go come to me. And she would just say, "You didn't do it, did you?" I would just shake my head and she would just walk away. Wait, like, really? No conversation otherwise. Yeah, straight up. And you know what Shrieker would do?
He would skip class.
No. Well, he did that for the project. He straight up did that for the project, dude. Yeah, I was so mad at him because the night before I was like, oh, we're both dead. We're blah, 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 blah.
It was a project where we acted as an author and, like, did that mock interview, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we're both dead. He doesn't come into school the next day. No, he comes into school after the period ended. Straight up right after the period ended, he comes in.
You know, he's a good friend when he does that.
No, I was so mad at him, dude. No, but you know what he would do with SSWs?
What?
He would write it while she was coming around. He would get full points, bro.
Seriously?
I'm not joking.
All five? Or like...
Yeah. Well, like, how? He would get four. He would get like four.
Oh.
Out of five. But like...
That's still good enough.
Yeah. He did. He would write four essays within the time she was walking around, bro. This kid.
Sid, you should have picked up some pointers, man.
But like, that's where my hate of English started. And then it just got worse. Well... It actually got better because middle school, I liked English.
Yeah, your teachers were really good in middle school.
But then high school hit.
I mean, every...
Sid, it's because we got stuck with the worst teachers every year.
Don't say that. They were great.
What if they listened to the podcast?
I did the Korean heart thing with my fingers. A term just got possessed in the corner.
That was like a perfect whale. Like, I can't replicate that.
I've been noticing we've been doing, like, now that we're in person, we've been doing a lot of nonverbal cues, and it's really funny. I think nonverbal cues are the funniest things humans do.
See, it's also annoying. Okay, Rishi just flipped off Sid, but
okay, there's a thing in my physics class. If you've taken physics, you know the right hand rule. Like, you can use your right hand. X, Y, Z.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, so I thought, like, that's the Indian thing for what are you doing? No, like, that thing.
That also fit.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm talking about? The, like,
yeah,
what,
yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah. Like, what are you doing? But it was, it's like, nonverbal cues are so funny. And I had this interaction with one of my friends the other day where... Like, nonverbal cues, you don't realize it, but you use them so much.
No, I know. And it's, like, it's probably so confusing to the podcast every time, like, we do a nonverbal cue and everyone laughs and they're like...
Well, yeah, but basically he was... So, me and him, we were sitting in class, right? Mm-hmm. It was one of the classes we have together, Atarf. So, basically we're sitting there and we had to present things to a group, okay? We had to, like, present things to, like, a group of people that we had done with a different group of people. Do you remember that? Okay, so me and him, we're in the same group, right? And one of the people starts talking, but we cannot hear anything that person is saying. We have no idea what is going on. We we literally, at the same time, look at each other, and I could read his eyes, and I was like, we have no idea what's going on. Like, we have no idea what they're saying. And I tried, like, clarifying a few times, too. And I still couldn't understand. Mm-hmm. I left my paper blank, bro. I had no idea what was going on. And so...
Oh, my God. I just heard Aditya's head bounce.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The amount of Zoom...
Nonverbal cues.
That and... Oh, my God. Sid, do you remember... me and Sid have a very similar audio setup, okay? We have an audio interface hooked up to our, like, microphone, hooked up to our computer, hooked up to, like, Zoom.
Oh, I know exactly what you're about to talk about.
So, like, every time a teacher called on us. So, both of us, we're, like, really paranoid people, all right? So, we have this thing where we don't trust the Zoom mute button.
Yeah.
Okay? So what we do is we mute the audio interface, we mute our computer, like, mic input, and on Zoom.
Yeah.
So every time a teacher calls on us, it would be like a 5-minute struggle to unmute.
It would look so sus, dude. It would look like we were on our phone or something, which, like, I probably was.
No, but I was probably playing Forza or something.
Yeah.
But it's like I'll hear the teacher be like, "So Tarv, what's this?" And I'll be like, and then I'll randomly start. If you hear a dog barking in the background, I'm sorry about that. But that's Sid's dog. But
it's not a Tarv's dog this time.
Has it ever been? So anyways, so I'm like, Tarv, can you do this? Can you like answer this question? And I'll be like,
mine was worse because I had that, the computer, Zoom, and I had a keyboard one. Mm-hmm. I had a keyboard one as well. And so mine would take so long. And it was so funny because that was also the strat. You got called up for something.
No.
You didn't know what to say. You kept one of the things unmuted.
No, exactly.
So you kept one of the things
muted. It looks like your mic is genuinely not working because on Zoom you can be unmuted.
Yeah, but you would be unmuted on Zoom. It was such a strat, bro.
I used to do that too.
I used to call so much.
I unmuted, but I didn't unmute my mic, so I was, like, pretending to talk, and I just left the Zoom.
That's even worse. Wait. Come on.
I've done that. Dude, no, one of my friends did that. I forgot who it was, but it was when one of the classes he got called on. Oh, yeah, it was engineering one of the years. Mm. I forgot exactly who it was. But literally, the teacher calls on them, and you just hear, oh, so first of all, we're all talking to each other separately, right? Teacher calls on them. We're all silent because we're waiting for that kid to answer, like our friend to answer. You just hear, ba-dum. Like he leaves. Kid just leaves the Zoom.
Did they come back or they just gone?
Yeah, no, he came back. Oh, I know who it was. I know exactly who it was. Okay. Wait, can you blank it out for a second? It was
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. It was so funny, bro. No. And he came back and he's like, "Oh yeah, my laptop blue screen."
No, Sid, I remember I wouldn't want to turn on my camera. And so so everyone who knows me knows that I don't use my laptop webcam. I use my Canon EOS. So the thing is, that is not that's hooked up to my computer, but it runs to Zoom as like a webcam utility. Alright? And this utility, it has a screen when the camera is off that looks like the camera is broken. So what I do is I turn on my camera, but I turn off my physical, like, mirrorless, like,
the camera thing. Itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the camera itself. And it says, like, EOS webcam utility not working.
EOS webcam utility.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is that how you got out of turning your camera on and Zoom and Tarv?
He would do it most of the time.
No,
I
would just not turn it on and no one asked questions.
Yeah.
So. Oh yeah, your school actually like required you to turn on your camera. We just kept ours off. But,
you don't understand.
Except in chem.
Yeah.
No, you don't understand the amount of like peer pressure we put on the teachers. Like the teacher would say, "Everyone turn on their cameras." We turned it on for 2 seconds. Then they start actually teaching. We just all turn it on.
No, bro, it was so dumb. There are so many teachers who are like that. And there was only one class, I think, where we genuinely turned on our cameras, not because the teacher told us to, but just because, like, it was a fun class.
You wanted to see your faces.
And it was, like, the last period of the day. But, to start off the day, like, first of all, bro, you're at home. You look like a goblin when you first wake up during, like, the quarantine time. Our teachers would make us turn our cameras on first thing in the morning. Which, like, it's, like, whatever, the hindsight. But, like, at the time, it was so annoying, dude. Like, I would be here trying to, like, eat while combing my hair while being on Zoom, and it was so bad.
Have you ever taken a shower during a Zoom call?
Yes, I have. Remember the one time we were in one of the classes that we had together, right? The one towards the middle of the day? And I was like, "Yo, guys, I really need to go take a shower because I put an all-nighter the night before because I was working on a separate project for a different class." It was the one where I stayed in VC with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was that one. And the next day I was like, dude, I woke up, I didn't take a shower or anything because I woke up 5 minutes. Like, I woke up, I need to go take a shower because I feel so bad. Middle of the Zoom, I just leave and I go take a shower.
No,
I didn't leave the Zoom. I was on the Zoom.
I did that too.
Yeah. And I came back in time.
I'm convinced my bio teacher like hated me because he was a really nice dude. It's just that there were multiple occasions that I like slept in and I would come to class like 20 minutes late. This happened not once, not twice, like 5 to 6 times, like throughout 2 marking periods. And every time he'd be like, "Atarv, you need to set an alarm," and I'm like, "Yeah, I know." and then other times, he would be like, "Atarv, what's this?" I would just not respond. I wouldn't say my mic's not working, because I'd be too tired. It was first period. Wow. I would just not respond. And then someone else would pipe up. Or there were times where I didn't notify him. I just went to the bathroom. He asked a question, and I wasn't there to answer
it. Oh, my God.
And so I'm so convinced that, like, he hated me. See, 98 in the class.
What, a 98?
Well, yeah,
like,
I mean,
sixth grade teacher.
No, it was like that, bro. And I think this teacher actually, like, the sixth grade teacher, now that you say it and I'm thinking about it, I'm pretty sure, was he? Yeah. He was telling me, he was like, "Oh, yeah, I went back to the school and she remembered me." I was just like, I wonder if she remembers me, but for the wrong reasons. Mm. Like, oh, my God, dude, that was a dark year.
You know, one thing?
She probably remembers me because, like, I actually did stuff in her class. I don't do anything in my classes anymore, but back then I did.
Hmm. One thing I remember, and this is not remember. Wait, one thing.
So I think your priority is mixed up, Rishi. You did work when it didn't matter.
Yes.
But now you're not doing work when it matters the most.
True. Mm-hmm. Strats.
Big strats.
So one thing I, like, remembered once we started in person school again, is the Pledge of Allegiance. And dude, wait. So I have a rant morning. About this. The Pledge of Allegiance. It's not like a rant, but I keep saying it every morning when we do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm like, this is so dystopian.
Or not even
like
that.
Think of it. Think it's of because... it. It's like bunch of kids put hand on heart and recite the same thing in unison while looking at a flag.
Yeah,
we don't say anything. We're
I don't recite it. I don't say anything.
I'm most of the time too tired. But basically, like,
no one recites it at my school.
I forgot about the Pledge of Allegiance and the national anthem in the morning. So our school, how it works is like in the morning, there's like morning announcements.
No, even like the middle school, and I resigned my fate. I was like, this is a waste of my 3 minutes. Good riddance. Like, never coming back.
No, but then there's some kids in my class who are so, like, patriotic. Who are like, oh my God, they're not standing up for the national, they're not standing up for the national anthem. Look at them being quirky. I'm like, bro, chill. It's you saying something. Like, literally, that doesn't do anything to you. Like, oh my God. But yeah, I forgot about that. Like, there's so many things about in-person school that I just, like, kind of forgot about. Which is...
My favorite part is harassing my friends when I see them in the hallway. You just kind of touch them in a weird way, and they don't... Okay, this kind of turned weird. But
I was going to say I missed lunch, bro.
Oh, lunch is lamer, because, like... I swear, I don't have lunch with anyone I know.
No, I miss touching my friends in weird ways. Like, okay, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, you like, touch their side so that they, like, get in the hallway so that they're like, what the hell?
One of my friends has literally come into my class while they were, like, about to start teaching and just hugged me.
Oh, I've done something like that to one of my friends.
Definitely. And you know what class it was?
French?
Yeah.
We do that in my physics class all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Sid, you really needed that hug.
Oh, really? But it's like, dude, it's great. Like, during lunch, why I say that is during lunch, we're allowed to, like, go outside and stuff. So, I go outside and play, like, spike ball with the boys. And that's pretty fun. But, like, at home, you would just kind of be on VC during that time. Not like we weren't on VC all the other times, but, like, it's pretty sick. But yeah, it's so weird being back in person, and like, there's so many things that I've, like, done now. I don't know. Have you guys, like, started going out again?
Yeah. Yes. I was, like, so antisocial freshman year. I didn't go to homecoming. I didn't go to any football game. This year, I've gone to homecoming. I've gone to the football game. I'm hanging out with people I usually don't hang out with. I'm talking to people I don't know. Just
Dude.
I don't know. Maybe it's a pent up, like,
no,
social.
One of the things that happened that I forgot to talk about that, like, happened once we got back to in person school, I forgot how to communicate in public, right? I forgot that we don't have a mute button IRL. Like,
yeah.
We don't have that existing. And I can't just say, like, poggers in front of people. Like,
yeah.
I
can't you can't just say poggers in front of your English teacher.
You can't say uwu poggers, novel pounces.
No, I can't say. I can't, like, and I developed a really, like...
bad habit.
Like, I and I started talking,
oh,
like,
oh,
in games,
oh,
right?
Oh, do you want to talk about our experience in economics?
That's what I was about to talk about. So basically, this class, right? I didn't explain it to you both, but when I'm saying you both, I'm talking to Arishi and Adita. Atar was present for this happening.
I was right next to him.
Yeah. No, you were involved. You were straight up involved. Yeah. So basically, we were sitting there.
An active role in almost every.
Yeah. We were sitting there. Atar was just on like Discord or something, like messaging someone. Okay. While the teacher is like coming around, and we're supposed to be working on something in partners, and Atar was my partner, and he's just not working. We're not working on it. He's like texting on, sorry, DMing on Discord. He comes like towards us. Atarv quickly closes out of it, and we start talking like, yeah, so the graph, it goes like this. And then he starts like talking to someone, and then in the middle he's like, oh yeah, like Atarv, he tried switching from Discord, like I didn't see. And I was like, bro, he called you out. And then Atar was like, oh no, it's fine. It's not like I was doing anything bad. So he's like, no, I don't care what you were saying. Like, I don't know why people expect teenagers to not, like, text, like, how teenagers would text or something.
Yeah, and then he also mentioned that, he was like, I don't understand why teenagers, people don't expect teenagers to curse.
And then, and then another kid from, like, the corner, who's, like, our friend, he was just like, what would you expect us to say, And then he just goes, I mean, like, Sid just dropped the F-bomb before I got here.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight up, out loud to the class. He was like, oh, yeah, Sid just dropped an F-bomb before I walked over here. I was like, what do you mean? I didn't drop any F-bomb. And he's like, you literally said the F-word right before this. I felt so bad, dude, because that means that subconsciously I've just been dropping. Yeah. Like, I just
dropped. No, you have. You have.
I didn't notice.
You have been. You definitely have been.
Yeah. Like, it's, I didn't notice. And it was so bad, dude, because if it was any other teacher, it could have been so bad. Same thing happened when I was, usually, like, you know, you were watching YouTube videos in class and stuff like that. I was in physics watching a League video. because League of Legends or like Worlds is going on right now, and one of my friends, the person I was talking about earlier with engineering, he was sitting next to me, and we're watching Worlds go on, and it's supposed to be like work time. Suddenly from behind us, it's like, oh, what you guys doing? Teacher walked up behind us during that time. I didn't even realize, and he was just like, oh yeah, and I was like, oh yeah, we were just taking a break because we've been working. And he just said, oh yeah, it's okay. What game is this? Is this Dota? And I was like, he knows the type of game. And I just said it's League of Legends, and he said, oh cool, that's what it is. Okay, well carry on. Try working in a bit. But bro, it's so bad. The things that like
you got used to like on Zoom, and then you realize, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Because well, the teacher exists teacher, in the room. My physics teacher, again. So I have a lot of stories about physics because, like, the teacher's just so chill and we have so much fun in that class. So what happens is, like, we just finish our physics work and just start doing nothing. Like, we like, go on Snapchat. Like, one of my friends, our friends, he, like, swears all the time. Our physics teacher's just given up. On the day of the PSET, actually, he hates our group, but like we love him because on the day of the PSAT, it was a early dismissal, right? Mm-hmm. So we were planning to go out somewhere for lunch.
Oh, I remember this. You guys ditched me.
Yeah. What happened is, so we were like, we need to talk to attendance about early dismissal. We were like forging each other's like parents' letters to the attendance office to get out of school early.
You know, you could just hand them one without your parents' signature and they'll sign it.
Right? Yeah. No, but like we were talking about it right in front of our physics teacher. We were screaming out like, yo, do you need me to like sign it? Like, do you need me to like write your parents'
email? Should we be talking about stuff? Illegal forgery on the podcast?
No, it wasn't like forging signatures. It was just like random letters.
Random scribbles. You know, like
they don't actually often check.
Like if I forget to like get something signed by my mom. And then it's like,
Atar, don't.
No, let me.
FBI is gonna come for you.
It's like due on the day of. It's like usually like an absence form, or it's like a form for like signs or whatever.
Yeah.
I have my mom's signature saved.
Yeah. Same.
On my computer.
And no, what I'll do is I'll text my mom. I'll be like, yo, this is happening. Can I sign?
Yeah, exactly.
Once I wasn't able to do it, my friend straight up just did it for me. He's like, okay, I can't see you struggle anymore. Comes over, does it perfectly, and just hands it to me. And I was like, right.
I mean, all right. I mean, okay, here's the thing. I mean, obviously, it's not good to force the signature, but, like, with school, they don't really check the signature. They just check that there's letters there. Signatures
mean nothing, dude.
Yeah. I mean, that's not true. Like, banking-wise, it means something.
Okay, but you can go to, like, a grocery store and sign as anything.
Oh, no, I do.
And, like, they don't...
I do. It's the funniest thing. Yeah. I will sign, like...
Like, on the receipt, or...
No, like, on like, the little, like electronic keypad screen.
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr.
I've been actually wondering, like, what is that for?
Nothing.
It's like it's technically so
it's,
that
yeah it's to verify your purchase but yeah
it's so that you're signing
no
that,
one
like,
signs
I
the
this.
Back of their credit card anymore.
Oh no, my debit card not signed. Like genuinely.
Yeah, wait, you're supposed to sign on it.
You're supposed to sign all your credit card and debit card.
Technically, you're not allowed to use it if you don't sign.
Technically, it's not valid if yeah, it's not valid if you don't
really.
But no one does it.
Well, I don't want to mess it up. Too, I'm using an ink pen. I have to leave it drying for a couple hours because it's like plastic, right?
Yeah.
Have you tried writing ink on plastic? It smears everything.
You're supposed to. Oh, there's like this little. There's this little, like, tiny place on the back of a card. Look at it next time. It'll say, like,
yeah.
Invalid without signature.
Wow. I didn't know
but
that.
It's not invalid without signature because no one cares.
No, it's not even that no one cares. Like, the banks themselves, they don't care.
Yeah. Like, I will say this, though. Indian banks are a stickler for signatures.
Oh, I've
so
heard.
So this is one thing.
For signatures.
No.
If you're missing one piece of information,
yeah. If you
they
no, forget about.
oh wait, is that to do it again, bro? Is oh, that
okay.
to happen again?
Okay,
is that to happen again?
Okay. We have to talk about that as soon as I finish what I'm about to say because now it's imperative that we talk about it. But okay, so. So I will just finish this, and then we're going to move to exactly what just happened. But what I was going to say is my dad cannot sign papers for Indian banking because his signature is never the same. Oh. And what Indian banks want is it needs to be, like, practically photocopy similar to the last one. But that's just a thing. So what just happened here is Aditya almost knocked over a mirror, and you might think, that's just who cares if he knocks over a mirror? He breaks it. Oh, there's that superstition that he has 7 years of bad luck. So
it's
we have
a
bit of experience with that superstition.
Yeah. So basically, when I first like moved here, right? It was like a good few months after I moved here, but
I thought it was like a year because I wouldn't break someone's mirror if I didn't know them pretty well.
You okay? Okay, yeah, no, it may have been like a year, but
so this is before my time.
Yeah, this is before your time.
Oh, then maybe not a year, couple months.
So he came out, like, they were over, and they were in my room, and I have a mirror sitting there. I actually just put that mirror up, like, last week for Hoko, specifically for Hoko.
I hate you.
But basically, I didn't have a mirror up before that. Ever since you did that. Yeah, genuinely.
I thought your dad came in and put a new mirror.
No, genuinely, I didn't. It was like sitting in the corner,
yeah,
but I like never used it. But basically, what happened was I had this mirror that was like sitting on a perfect thing because I didn't have like a. I didn't have it hung up or anything. Yeah, no. So basically, Aditya comes in. He pulls out the wooden katana that's sitting in front of it. Okay, I had like a wooden katana I got from like a Sakura festival or something. Pulls it out.
Wooden katana.
Pulls it out. Mirror. Falls and just shatters, and we like messed with them for so long. He felt so bad. I like you felt so
I
bad.
I did feel so bad.
And I was like, oh, it's whatever. It's like whatever, right? It's just, but we kept joking that oh, you're gonna have 7 years of bad luck. And then once we started going back to the in-person thing but once we started doing the in-person thing for the podcast, immediately the first thing we noticed was. Oh, Aditya, you're sitting next to the mirror, aren't you?
We didn't move him. We placed him next to the mirror, and we're keeping him there.
Yeah,
no,
not
keeping
and
him
right
there.
Now,
I'm
just
sorry.
Now, when we started laughing, is because he made a hand motion, slapped the mirror. The mirror just wobbled so hard, and it looked like it was about to fall.
See, Aditya's 7 years is running out, so...
I hope this mirror is, like, strong.
Don't touch it.
Isn't it, like, when you break a mirror, you have to put... salt or something?
No.
We did not use salt. I distinctly remember we did not use salt.
No, but isn't that the thing with
like on the area salt. That it broke on? Like on the area it broke on?
It's supposed to be like
or do
you
just
walk
like
over
chug
salt or something.
Yeah, do you like chuck salt?
No, I think it maybe you like chuck salt on yourself. I forgot what it is, but it's something
okay,
to do with salt.
Okay, that sounds like sodium poisoning.
You chuck salt on yourself? What do you think you're doing when you go into the ocean?
That That's also very valid.
That's true. No, I meant like chugging.
Oh wait, can I say something? You're turning
into a phone and like you get water on you and what? You're drying yourself.
That's right.
Oh. That's right. Yeah, okay, can I say one thing?
Okay, hey, I didn't know thing, about that. One thing. PSA, don't put your phone in rice.
Oh no, that's why? Actually bad.
Do not put your phone in rice. It is the most dumb idea you can have. Do not put tech with ports into rice. The rice will get stuck in the ports and it will not come out.
Can I say one
thing? No, but I honestly did not know that that was a concept until I went to like the Mexican restaurants and they have the rice and the salt shakers.
Yeah.
And I think it was at a Vex competition that we went to during like lunch, and I'm like, bro, why do they have salt in? Sorry, why do they have rice in here? And someone just said, oh, it's because it picks up the moisture.
Mm-hmm.
That blew my mind.
It does. So rice will do that. But that's how. That's how rice is cooked. If you've ever cooked rice,
well, no dip,
you put it like, in water, and you just heat it, and the that like speeds like, up the
why
process.
Why you choose rice? Why do you choose rice?
What do you mean? Why do you choose rice?
Why? I like how we both spoke in like broken English. Why you use rice?
Broken area. Psychology.
Wait, why do you? What do you mean?
Why do you?
Use there's rice? So many other things you could use
for like absorbing yeah. water. No, I mean it's just like rice is. It's just no, rice like, is really.
That would be kind
of
awkward.
No, but like inside of in okay,
it's just rice is effective for that, and it's like it's small. It's not. It's also said it's like a thing that's generational. Like people have been doing that for a long time.
Okay, yeah, I guess, yeah.
But like sponges it's are like, made for a reason.
It's like yeah, but I mean at the same time it's like
you don't put anything. Salt on a sponge.
No, like sponge to pick up water.
Oh, like that.
Wait, can I say something really quick about salt? So I went to the beach recently with my family. And you know, being blind as I am, I had to wear sunglasses into the water.
Oh yeah, I do.
Because I'm blind and I can't see shit. So yeah, there's sand on my hair, and I was like, okay, there's water here. Yeah, I can put my head underneath. All the sand will go away. Put my head underneath. My sunglasses just ride off into the ocean.
No, dude, I went to the
beach. Didn't your dad look for it for, like...
No, I was looking for it for, like, an hour.
Okay, no. So, I went to the beach, right? I was wearing, my old glasses, right? And our like my uncle, he opens up the like the moon roof, okay? So and we're driving full speed, super powerful gust coming into the car, right? Gust hits my face, my lens pops out.
Amazing.
Straight up, strips.
Does it leave the wind? Does it leave the moon roof?
What?
Did it leave?
The moon roof? No, it didn't go like that. Oh, but it straight up popped out, and it was just on the ground somewhere.
Oh, nice.
I don't know why.
I hate when that happens.
When because, your lens pops out?
Because you can't see anything. You can't you can't do this.
Yeah.
And then you can't take it off because you can still see nothing.
Yeah. Okay, wait, here's another thing. I have a really bad reputation with glasses. So I have two stories. One was during Vex, Rohan threw a ball at me. At my glasses.
No, yeah. He was testing the shooting mechanism and it was like aimed towards you.
Yeah, so the thing, I was like bawling out because I knew my dad was gonna get so pissed at me when I told him my glasses were.
It was so bad.
It was so funny.
And then once it was during volleyball, wasn't it?
What?
Volleyball? Don't you remember we were playing volleyball?
No.
And you got tackled?
Oh, in the backyard.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't even mad about that.
No, you were mad. You were mad. You were mad. I was mad for you. Okay. You were also mad.
I have those glasses, actually. The one that both... The same pair got hit by the ball and got...
Wait. Those at home. Wait, volleyball? Was this at... Wait.
You want to cut this out?
Whose house was...
Yeah, so...
He tackled me in my glasses.
Yeah.
They bent.
I remember one time, I forget why, but we were doing something at his house. And Aditya, I forget why, but Aditya got so pissed.
That's where we met.
And he... No. That was not...
This is where I met you guys.
No,
sorry,
that's not...
You guys have
that, no, this is not that time.
Yeah,
no,
I know, but I'm just
I just
saying.
Remember. I just remember. There was this one time, Aditya got so pissed. I've never seen him so angry. He, like, threw a bike.
I remember that. I know exactly what time this is. He also got mad a second time when we were having a water gun fight in my backyard.
Oh, yeah.
And he straight up, we were biking towards his house because, like, I felt bad. We were going back. He was standing at the intersection, shot me with the water gun in my face while I was riding my bike. I got so mad at him,
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember either.
Okay, I don't think you were there.
No, I just remember Aditya throwing a bike, and I felt bad because I thought it was my fault. It was not my fault. It was someone else's fault. So I went.
Oh, wow, way to push the blame, Atar.
No, yeah, it's like I distinctly remember it not being my fault, but I went to say sorry to him. And then
I had a really short temper back then.
And then you did, yeah.
It was really
bad. Oh, man. There has to be an episode for just like Sid versus Atarv. There was that era.
I don't want to remember that. That was so bad.
It's probably mentally taxing for the people around.
Oh my god, sixth grade.
I was like trying to keep you guys together. Well, Atarv is I consider my best friend, so I have to like obviously kind of be sided with you. Yeah. I don't want you to like
sixth grade. Stop. See, I've cooled down since then, so is Sid. Yeah. But I cooled down considerably.
I've cooled down.
No. I cooled down significantly in 7th grade. Like, there was a significant drop in my temper. But in 6th grade, I was just angry at everything. And there were so many reasons for me being angry at everything. But I was always angry. I always had a short temper. And the air conditioning just ramped up.
Oh. That was your computer. It's been rotting, and I'm like...
No, it's air conditioning.
All right. It would be concerning if my computer fan made that much noise. But so anyway, sorry for the air conditioning noise. There's not much time left in the podcast, anyways. But I remember, me and Sid would get in big fights over the smallest things, and we would have like yelling matches across the street.
Oh, and because your houses are split by
that. It was literally Romeo and Juliet, but not for love.
Yeah, it was so bad. And then we like talk the next day, nothing ever happened.
Bro, it was the weirdest time period in my life. And for reference, I've been in so many fights with people. Like,
oh my god,
not physically exchanged.
Sid had a feud with Aditya's younger brother.
Okay, no, can we not talk about that?
Okay,
because
wait.
Every time I remember that, I feel so bad for my brother because like. He didn't have any friends back then. That's why he always
and he had to face my wrath.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of sixth grade conflicts, do you want to get on with the story about why you hated me?
No, that's for next episode.
That's for next episode. There, that's a whole.
For that, cut to the next episode.
You guys want to talk about the Sid Chronicles on the next episode?
Oh,
yeah. We can talk about Sid Chronicles.
No, there's a whole. We got an episode. Yeah, I'm going to name the next one the Sid Chronicles.
The Sid Chronicles.
Because we got so much stuff for Sid.
That was so. Oh, my God. But, like, what was the original topic for this?
What was that? I don't know, but that's the beauty of this.
We were talking about. Okay, I think we started out. No, that was before we even started the podcast.
Yeah,
no.
I was because I had something to say about it, but now I forgot what
I mean.
I
think that's a good end.
We still have time off because we started late.
We started.
Oh no, I checked how much time.
All right,
we're at about 59. I think that's it for today's episode. It's been good. So this is how these episodes are gonna be. Sorry for all the background noise. Sorry for the audio. Don't gulp. Dietrich was about to take a sip of his water.
I actually had to though.
We're trying our
best.
I've
been having to this whole episode, Aditya.
Yeah,
you'll live.
But like we're this is probably gonna be the way it's gonna be for a bit. We're trying our best until we can figure out what to do about certain things.
No, we're gonna restart that because I heard a very audible gulp. so okay.
This is how it's probably gonna be for a bit, and sorry about like all the like things with
the background noise.
We just really wanted to start it back up again.
Yeah. So in the future, we're gonna be slowly upgrading. We'll start to get new equipment so that we can record in discrete tracks and cut sounds out. However necessary, we'll try to reduce background noise. We'll try to keep audio consistent. So stay tuned for all of that. This podcast is once again at its beginning, and so is the audio quality. And it's going to get better, I promise. So stay tuned for that. We've got great things coming, and we hope you have as much fun listening to it as we are having making it. So thank you for listening to this episode of Saturday Night Discord. If you enjoyed the episode, please consider giving us a follow or a sub. And check out what other platforms we're on. Go to anchor.fm/Saturday Night Discord to check out.
Sorry, it's so weird seeing you doing this in person. We're all watching him like he's a museum exhibit. Like, whoa, he's doing the thing, guys. He's doing the thing.
He's doing the thing. Because he usually does this in post, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't do this in post.
No, he doesn't do it in post. It's just we're usually, like, muted.
Oh,
right?
I usually
so,
do
so, yeah.
So thank you for listening to this episode of
Sid.
Sid.
As always, don't put your hand on wasps.